So from this perspective, within each of us, we are given the internal technology, thought, feeling, and emotion, three separate yet related experiences that allow us to create the conditions inside of our bodies that interact with the forces of the world around us, the four fundamental forces of nature. Through thought, feeling, and emotion, you and I have the ability to touch those forces and to interact with them in ways we're only beginning to understand. So from the perspective of the instructions left to us by Isaiah and the ancients in the Dead Sea Scrolls, we're reminded that through the power of thought, feeling, and emotion in our bodies, we have the ability to massage the language that we radiate to the world around us, the power to interact, to participate in the events of our lives in ways that are perhaps unexpected and surprising to many. In the language of the West today, the words, the English words that best describe the quality of feeling that we would most like to have in our hearts, the English words that best describe the kind of feeling that optimizes the chemistry in our bodies, the peace of the world around us, are the words appreciation and gratitude. Appreciation and gratitude. These are the key. As David explained to us through his prayer of rain, we must become in our lives, in our hearts, in our beliefs, the very things that we choose to experience in our world. As we hold the thoughts for the healing of our loved ones, or the healing of our bodies, or the success of our careers, or the abundance of our lives, the peace of our world, as we hold that thought and our love for those things, feel for us what are the feelings of appreciation and gratitude. In that way, we are speaking the language of the mind of God, the language of the quantum hologram that has the direct measurable effects on the world around us. 500 years before the time of Jesus, a man walked the earth and shared his message with us, describing precisely this internal technology. His name was Buddha. What was Buddha's message? If you could encapsulate his message in one, two, three words, what words would describe the quality that Buddha invited us to bring into our lives? Well, words like compassion, gratitude, and love. What Buddha said to us in the language of his time, he didn't try to explain why our world works the way it works. He simply said to us, if you live your lives the way that I am sharing with you now, you'll change your body. And when you change your body, you'll change the world. 500 years after the time of Buddha, another man walked the earth, and his name was Jesus. And Jesus had a very similar message. It was a message of compassion, forgiveness, gratitude, and love. Jesus said to us in the language of his time, he said, live your lives the way that I am describing, as I am sharing with you now, and your lives will change. And he said, when your lives change, the world will change. And Jesus took it one step further. He said, here, I'll show you. He said, and I'm paraphrasing, he said, world, give me the worst that you can give me, and I will show you that even your worst I will transcend by the choice I make in my life. And I believe that is the value, that's the power of the message that was left to us through men, great teachers such as Buddha, such as Jesus. Everything we've shared in this section, in theory, everything that we have shared in concept is contained in the most cherished traditions of our oldest spiritual understandings. Not the words, the quantum hologram in the mind of God, rather the principles that describe to us and remind us that within each of us lives a power that makes us not separate from the world around us, that promises that we are part of the world around us. And with that promise, we are given the power to participate, to choose in the kind of lives that we would like for ourselves, for our families, to choose in the kind of peace that we would like to have in our world. So let me ask you a question. If you understood that you could directly access the fundamental forces that are responsible for the building of our universe, What would that mean to you? How differently would you live your life? The way that we implement these choices now is the subject of the next section.